So in the midst of everything else that was going on over the weekend, a little tip came in about the whereabouts of Chris Dumler. Christopher Dumler, you remember Chris Dumler? Lauded by the Democrats as the youngest Albemarle County supervisor in history, and how great that was. Praised by the daily newspaper and so forth. Well, it didn't turn out so well, as Chris Dumler had quite a sordid history, was accused of very serious sexually related crimes that could have landed him in jail for life. He pled out and instead served his time on weekends and kept on being a supervisor, finally resigned. But the Chris Dumler stories continue. There are people in this locality, in this listening area, who alleged to have been abused by Christopher Dumler over the years, who have told their stories and are welcome to come here and tell their stories. But everybody wondered, where in the world is Christopher J. Dumler? You know, Christopher Dumler is still a fugitive, and I was on the phone this morning with the Orange County Sheriff's Office just to verify that the paperwork that they had sent out for him a couple years ago was still valid. And yes, he is still a fugitive of the law and sought by the Orange County Sheriff's Office. So this is the strange, strange story, and this is the exclusive right now. The Shilling Show Skip Tracing Service has located Chris Dumler. I don't believe anybody else has this, although they're very likely to grab the information from us and then claim it as their own. But I did all the research here because we got an anonymous tip, and then I had a second anonymous tip that came in this morning from an untraceable email address with this information. So let me tell you all about it. Fugitive Christopher J. Dumler, living openly in the Philippine Islands. That's an interesting location for somebody who has sex issues in his past. So get this. Here's the name he's going by right now. Actually, there are a few of them. One of them is Taylor Hendricks, or L. Taylor Hendricks III, or Taylor Despojo. He is, according to Philippine media, is married to a young woman by the name of Tony Marie Despojo. So maybe that's where he gets Taylor Despojo. But in the media interviews, he's going by Taylor Hendricks. He's running a brewery, and the brewery is in the Cebu province of the Philippines in a place called Mandway City. And maybe I mangled the pronunciation. If you know how to pronounce words in Tagalog, then perhaps you can correct me. So they have a business called the Cebrewery, which is a little take on where he's living, the Cebu province. And we found all sorts of social media, including a Facebook page for Taylor Despojo. This is fascinating. Taylor Despojo, but a picture of Chris Dumler there. And then we found several articles and a website, with pictures very clearly Chris Dumler using the name Taylor Hendricks. Taylor Hendricks. He's the brewer, and he is here pictured with a guy drinking some beers in the establishment over there in the Philippines, and he's got all kinds of friends. So anyway, we did extensive research on this. All of the documentation is there. You'll remember that in 2013, Dumler pled guilty to sexual battery. He did his jail time. Remember all this? Eventually resigned from the Scottsville district seat. And then he had a warrant issued for his arrest in Orange County. So I called up the Orange County Sheriff's Department today, and they told us Dumler is still considered a fugitive. And I said, well, would you go after him? In other words, would you move for extradition from the Philippines? And they said, well, we'd have to check with the Commonwealth. That would be a decision of the Commonwealth. Now, the Commonwealth is run by Democrats, lawless Democrats like Herring the Red. So I wouldn't suggest that you hold your breath on the Commonwealth trying to extradite Chris Dumler, a.k.a. Taylor Hendricks, a.k.a. L. Taylor Hendricks III, a.k.a. Taylor Despojo. But now the Shilling Show has made the connection. And I'm wondering if the wife, the so-called wife, I'm guessing they're married, the Philippine media has referred to them as husband and wife. I wonder if the wife knows who he really is, because in the stories, they refer to him as a chemical engineer, but not as a former politician who was in trouble on sex-related charges and did jail time on that. He's a chemical engineer. I looked back and got the information and verified that, in fact, he is. That's something that he does. That's what his degree is in. So anyway, where in the world is Chris Dumler? Chris Dumler is in the Cebu province, Mandway City, in the Philippine Islands. How fascinating. You can read the exclusive story on The Shilling Show, and we'll see outside of this very radio station who will be picking it up if anybody else looks at The Shilling Show research and decides to tell the story of where in the world is Taylor Despojo, a.k.a. Chris Dumler, and if they give a hat tip to The Shilling Show. I'm not holding my breath.